This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Shout out to Destiny's Child, one of the best to ever do it. Jay-Z was there yesterday. You want me singing for you, Jay? I'm not going to give up. What year did this song come out? I was old.
98, I'm guessing.
No, I think it was way later than that.
Way after that.
Yeah. I think this was like 2014.
What?
2008?
Are you insane?
Bro, the group, maybe you're right. I don't know. Jeff, you got a guess? We're having a lot of Destiny's Child discussion.
No, I'm throwing you under the bus. This is coming from the guy who thought Jennifer Hudson was in Destiny's Child.
It was a simple mistake. Kelly Rowland was the name. Listen, Kelly Rowland's a very attractive woman. That's all I have to say about the topic. All right, Jeff?
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Now,
Survivor came out
2001.
March 6, 2001. So I was off, but I was 3 years off, and you were 13 years off.
No,
you were in a 1990 steel landfill.
JP said 2014.
I'm telling you, I got mixed up.
Probably when he heard it.
But even 08 was more incorrect than I was.
It doesn't matter if you go over by a day, Price is Right rules, you're out.
You're the one that went over.
I'm out. You win. You win the when did Survivor come out sweepstakes. Congratulations. This prize has no financial impact. I want to take a deep breath on this. Stay with me here, B. In college football, now this may change a little bit in the era of the 12-team playoff.
All right.
But more often than not, more years than not, when you lost was more important than who you lost to.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And even this season, and I think they're a good team, and I made some money. I actually won money betting this weekend.
Okay.
Throw a damn parade. Not significant, but still, it's always good to see the hoop every once in a while. But in college football this year, Notre Dame looks pretty damn good. That said, Notre Dame lost to Northern Illinois. That's the worst loss of any team that's going to go to the playoffs.
When did they lose it?
Week 2.
Mm-hmm. So nobody's
worried about it.
They don't know about it. They forgot.
Right. Now,
kind of like where addresses are in Alexandria.
Sure. If you look at Denver, I really don't care about the rookie of the year, to be totally honest with you. But a lot of people do, and a lot of people want to make a big deal out of it. So if you look at the Broncos, they started 0-2, and Bo Nix looked awful.
Mm-hmm.
Early on this season, he looked awful.
Okay.
There wasn't a lot of completions. There was a lot of fumble. It was just turnovers. It really didn't look good. I mean, through 3 weeks of the season, he had no touchdowns, 4 picks, and they were 1-2. They just, like, offensively, they were really, really limited. In a road win against the Jets, going back to week 4, he was 12 of 25, completed 48% of his passes for 60 yards with a touchdown.
Okay.
That's awful.
All right.
That's awful. But you know what has happened over the last couple months? Nix has started to play a lot better.
Okay.
The Denver Broncos are playing a lot better. And now all of a sudden everybody wants to be like, man, Bo Nix is going to win Rookie of the Year. And they want to use that as some sort of indictment on Jaden Daniels.
You know what I tell people?
Jaden started on fire and has probably plateaued a bit, but is still playing at a high level.
It's not a week for week thing. People got to learn to stop being a roller coaster ride in this football season, man. Understand things are going to go up and down. And that's what it comes down to. Jaden just has to settle down and finish up strong. Because if you start looking at who won what, nobody's close to him. So if that makes somebody feel good about some comments they probably made prior. Let them do it. Who gives a damn?
I just think, like, you've got to, if you want to look at Bo Nix, the reason he's starting to look so good, some of it is he's playing well. Denver's defense is playing very well. But it's also like he was so bad that the improvement is so significant that it's like, wow, this guy's really coming on.
Mm-hmm.
Jaden's just been good. He's just been good the whole time. And so much of this is perception driven.
Yeah.
I can't imagine there would be any other answer to, if you asked all the GMs in the NFL what quarterback they want from this rookie class, I think there's one answer, and it starts with Jaden.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I can't say this loudly enough. I don't care about rookie of the year. I think it's cool if Jaden gets it. I don't think it's indicative of anything if he doesn't. Robert Griffin III got it, and yesterday he showed up in an orange corduroy cowboy suit with a jersey tucked in. Like, I don't know. I looked this up earlier, the list of rookies of the year, and some of them are legit. But you know who won it in 2020? Ooh. Herbert won it ahead of Burrow.
Yeah.
Burrow got hurt.
Did Brady win it?
Todd Gurley won it in 15.
Did Brady ever win it?
Did Brady win it? No, because he didn't play till his second season.
Peyton won it?
Peyton probably won it. Let me look.
Threw a lot of interceptions his first year.
What was Peyton's rookie year? I don't see his name, so he probably didn't win it.
I think it was 98, the year Survivor came out.
Because he threw damn near 20, 30 interceptions.
Now, I'm also looking at the AP Offensive Rookie of the Year, so if there's another one, forgive me. Peyton did not win it in 1998. You know who won it?
Ooh.
Randy Moss.
Aaron Rodgers win it?
No, because he didn't even play as a rookie.
Okay, but I'm just saying with great quarterbacks.
Some of the guys that did win it, Mike Anderson with the Broncos, Anthony Thomas with the Bears.
I'm quarterbacks.
You only want quarterbacks? Okay. Roethlisberger won it, but then so did Vince Young. Matt Ryan won it, and then so did Sam Bradford. Then you went Cam Newton, RG3, Eddie Lacy, Odell Beckham, Todd Gurley, Dak Prescott won it, Kyler Murray won it. Like, it's a cool award to win, but it is hardly an immediate link to long-term success. And I just, as much as I don't want people to call in and ask about Forbes and Jamin Davis anymore, I might be check please on the rookie of the year contest odds. I don't know where you land, B, but that might be where I'm headed.
A lot of things I don't like talking about, Jay. I just, you know what I mean?
The stuff you want to talk about, we can't talk about on air.
Mm-hmm.
What was that stuff?
What you talking about? Willis?
I almost said a line from a movie that I definitely can't say on air. It's half baked. What was that stuff we used to eat back in the day?
Don't know what you're talking about.
Landfill, do you care about where the odds go on rookie of the year performances?
I mean, I guess a little. I always like to see when our guys win awards like that. You know, we haven't really had a ton of players on this team that get kind of recognition nationally.
That's not true specific to the rookie of the year award.
I mean, it kind of is.
Chase Young won it 4 years ago.
Yeah, but he sucks.
Asterisk.
I'm just saying.
He's the worst.
Asterisk. Honestly, Chase getting it in 20 and then Robert getting it in 12 are probably significant reasons why I am not investing a lot of time, interest, care into this.
I don't care a lot about him. Just throw this in. Jaden Daniels -400. Bo Nix +300. That's a long ways off.
I don't think that's the most updated odds.
I don't care. This is what I'm showing you, and I'm just going to leave from that one.
Okay, but I think the most recent odds are much, much closer.
Okay, when?
I saw Tim Murray tweeting about it this morning. Love Timmy. Don't really care about this.
This was November 20th.
Yeah,
what's the date? 25th?
That was before yesterday's game.
Okay.
So now, according to DraftKings this morning, Jaden's still the favorite at -135, but Bo Nix is only +110. So
I can go get you.
They're neck and neck.
All those different things, they all of them going to be different.
They're all going to roughly reflect that. Jaden was a huge favorite for a long time. Bo Nix was an afterthought.
To say
for
you
a
don't
want
to talk about it, you show following it closely. You knew that off the bat.
I'm looking at the information on my computer screen. Jeff, you care?
I'm not going to lie. I wanted our boy to win it. Like I don't care if he won it, like get it or not, but like I want him to win it. This dude. to us fans, Jaden is the biggest thing. Everyone wanted success. He came out firing. Everybody wanted him to finish it off, and I'm with him. Do I think he can still do it? Yes. Do I want to see him do it? Yes.
He could still do it. I mean, he could still it's certainly not over, right? And I think everybody kind of needs to understand that. I think we should all take odds for Rookie of the Year. I really don't think it matters. Brock Bowers statistically is having like the greatest rookie season for a tight end ever. I don't think anybody's going to get caught up in that. Jaden probably was the reason they won for a few games, but he's certainly not the reason they're losing. I thought he was quite good in the second half the other day. And it's just, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.